child biting, chorizo, and chancing your arm. How I Made It Big in Britain. Written by David Garcia Gonzalez. Read by Chaz Rowe. I want to dedicate this book to all entrepreneurs, business owners, and people who are their own boss or are about to embark in this journey. I know from my own experiences how difficult it can be, but also how rewarding this job or lifestyle is. This book is a tribute to your struggles and successes, which drives progress in an ever-changing and demanding world of business and technical innovation. I truly salute you for your courage and determination.
Forward, read by Martin Norbury, the Scalability Coach, Business Mentor of the Year 2015, and author of number one Amazon bestseller, I Don't Work Fridays. One of my favourite ever comedy moments is the Four Candles sketch from the BBC comedy The Two Ronnies, written by the genius Ronnie Barker. The sketch opens with a throwaway joke as the hardware shopkeeper, Ronnie Corbett, hands a lady a roll of toilet paper saying, "Mind how you go." The lady exits and the shopkeeper is then confronted by a customer, Ronnie Barker, who is holding a shopping list. The customer requests what sounds like four candles. The shopkeeper then takes out four candles, but the customer repeats his request, which confuses the shopkeeper. The customer rephrases his request to reveal he in fact wanted fork handles, handles for garden forks. The dialogue continues with the customer asking for O's, not hose or hose, but the letter O for the garden gate. P's, not letter P or tin of peas, and pumps, brown size 9, not a foot pump. The scene ends with the shopkeeper taking offence at something written on the list, which is revealed to be the bill hooks. The audience is intended to infer that the shopkeeper misread it as, well, I'm sure you can imagine. I was lucky enough to see the original sketch when it was first aired in the 1970s. The sound of belly laughter filled our living room, but even as a 10-year-old, I recall getting more and more tense and increasingly agitated and frustrated as the scene went on. Today, I'm fortunate to be working closely with David as his scalability coach and business mentor. I've known him for many years, originally with the Entrepreneur Circle, where he had deservedly won a multitude of awards, not just for his business excellence and entrepreneurship, but for being the most inspiring member of the EC in 2015, which is quite an accolade, with over 2,000 high-energy driven business owners all competing for the same title. I was a little curious.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?